Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colson Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. It is also our podcast where we go around the world to find out where you guys are listening to Sofa Cinema Club. We also find out what you love, hate and rate about the podcast. And we do a Would You Rather, don't we, Jack? And then we choose a top five of a certain topic that we're going to find out later on. But before we get into that, Ben, last week you told everybody to go and watch Speed.
Speed.
But what have you got for us this week?
I've never seen this. I don't think I have, but I've picked it as a kind of off choice. Monday, March the 27th, iPlayer, Ryan Gosling, The Notebook.
Oh, yeah.
You like this, Jack?
No, I don't.
Oh, interesting.
No, but I have seen it and...
It's pants.
Yeah. This has a massive twist.
Yeah.
But I worked this twist out rapid, like straight away. And then right at the end, I'm not surprised by the twist, and everybody else is.
I think this is going to be an audience choice one day.
It should be.
The day the generator churns it out, it will get voted.
Women love this film.
The Notebook. I've picked it for everyone. I haven't seen it.
And so it's on tonight?
Yep.
What time?
Well, it's iPlayer.
Okay.
Anytime you want.
There you go.
Anytime you want.
Very good. Last week, Ben, we had a really heated debate at the top five. We put in stone,
set in stone,
the top five crisp flavours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
What's it going to be this week?
Now, I've gone back to how I started, really, and I don't know why I've done it, but I've written it down. I've looked at it now, and I thought this could be absolutely pants. I don't know why I've written down. Top five things in nature.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Rain.
Water. Well, that's just water,
sun.
Isn't it?
Air.
See, sun.
Wind.
Air to breathe.
But wind.
So it's elements.
Elements.
There's only
in
five.
Nature. Animals. That's in nature.
Okay.
People.
Trees. I don't think people.
Clouds.
Getting,
no, I was going to say.
People's
say
off. Clouds.
People. Number one, people.
No.
Wasps.
Number one, ants.
Mozzies.
Yeah. Wasps.
Top five things. It's the biggest question I could come up with. Top five things in nature.
Bees.
Bees are.
They pollinate everywhere. We all love them. Save the bees.
Okay. Air's got to be in there. We need it to survive.
Yeah, but we're
you
not
need
asked
everything.
About the people.
The thing is, all the other things are massive as well. Water.
Water.
Yeah.
Water's
sunlight.
In there.
But, in fairness, if you don't have air, you would die of lack of air quicker than lack of water.
So you've got to have...
You've got to have air.
You've got to have air. Oxygen.
So you've got to have air and water.
Yeah, but how do you make air? How do you make oxygen?
It's trees. Just there. We're not
trees.
Getting... Yeah, but
where? You need the trees.
It's the sea as well, a lot of it.
The sea.
Mm. But we're not getting involved in that.
Hang on. Can we say the sea instead of water?
Can't drink the sea.
Does that mean it never rains ever again if we say
no, that's how it goes up, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
From the sea. Top five things in nature. I don't think this is easy. You've got to have sun in there.
I think
surely.
Oxygen's I think air's number one.
Air's one.
You need that. Well, I'm talking about a selfish reason for us to live.
Yeah. Or what about if you just weren't thinking about us living? Top five things in nature. Like top mint things in nature. Take air out of it. Just top mint things.
Big,
I think
big birds, like birds of prey.
Birds of prey.
Sunsets.
Sunsets. Sunsets. I think sea's mint. Whoever came up with sea is great.
I love being by water, whether it be a river, whether it be the sea, whatever it is. There's something
about
being by
water. Okay, so we're not taking
water.
It from a
I don't think we have to do a survivor. I'm just going, if I was chucking out there and I went, I'll tell you what, lads, we're closing the shop. We've got a bit of run on stuff. What do you want from nature?
Waterfall.
Waterfall. Hello.
Interesting. Sunsets. Sunsets are in there. Sunsets.
Thunder and lightning. Brilliant.
Love it. Thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms. Good.
Moon. Not sure about thunderstorms.
Moon's a bit shit.
Sure moon.
Take a leave. Moon.
Moon shit. Thunderstorms. Good.
I like a forest, a woodlandy type.
Woodland is good,
but also scary.
But a rain. What about a rainforest? I've never been in a rainforest.
Hot.
Desert. Desert's pants. In
desert's
it?
Pants.
Desert's pants.
Nothing to see.
Snow's good. Arctic stuff.
You can't drive in it.
You can't in your car.
Can't drive in it.
What makes...
Snow's nice if you're inside a cabin and the fire's on and you're looking out the window. That's when snow's nice.
I think
nice.
Birds is a shout, because I love them.
See, I hate sand, but beaches. But I hate sand.
Dog. Beach is only...
What do you mean dog?
The dog star.
On the
star.
Beach.
Best thing in nature, star.
Star.
Dogs. I'd have star at one.
Dogs. Should we put star in?
Star at five.
Animals.
Animals, star at five. I think beach is all right.
I don't like sand.
But, yeah. But
Nando's. Is that in nature? You've said star.
No. There's actually nothing about nature in it.
No.
Chicken.
What else did we have? Waterfall is good.
Waterfall's good.
I think sunset's in there.
Sunset's
in there. Sunsets might be one. Stars. That's
stars. Good.
A good when in like New Zealand, you can see the entire galaxy.
Yeah. Stars are
good.
Great.
Yeah,
that's nature
that
right there.
That's stars. Night. That's kind of nighttime, isn't it?
Stars is good.
Well, technically, it's not on our planet, is it?
What's that?
Stars. But let's not open that world.
No, let's not open that. It's in nature, though.
Yeah.
Nature's had a go at that.
Yeah.
I haven't made it.
I am.
So nature's made it.
Rainbows.
Stars. Rainbows, brilliant.
Not to ask about rainbows.
Oh, come on. Whenever you see one, you're like...
Yeah.
Rainbow, double rainbow. Rainbow's good. Ooh, we're getting close to the five here.
I don't think rainbow's top five.
Okay, name is some... Woodland. So we've got woodland...
Woodland's
waterfall.
A bit shit.
Woodland is a bit shit.
Well, you came up with woodland.
Yeah. I'm thinking, when you watch Attenborough, what do you watch and think, fucking hell. I'm thinking
the animal,
like
sharks.
Animals.
For me, sharks.
I'm thinking either whale or like a bear in water. Yeah. Like something, seeing
polar
something.
Polar bear. So animals.
Panda.
Animals. We don't have to be specific.
Animals in the wild.
Animals in the wild.
Animals is good.
There we go. That's the five.
Is it?
I don't know. I just said it.
It's convincing.
Right. So then one sunset.
Yeah.
Two star.
Yeah.
Stars, not star.
Yeah.
Three. Waterfall.
Waterfall.
Four.
Sea?
No, that's with waterfall. Four animals.
Animals in the wild.
Yeah, five.
Woods.
Star the dog.
Trees.
Ooh.
Trees. Plants. Plants?
Plants is good. Plants. Because you want cheering up, you want to see a sunflower, you want to see plants. If you had no plants, it wouldn't be great, would it? When you look out to a view, you see the sky. We've not put sky in there.
Well, sunset.
Sunset, yeah. So there we go, that's the five.
So what are we going
for?
Do them again.
Go from five.
Five.
Plants, trees, those type of things.
Four.
Four, we'll go in. Waterfall.
Okay,
Waterfall, I think. And
three.
That is like huge Niagara Falls type thing.
Three.
Three, we're going at animals, wildlife.
Wildlife, two.
Stars.
One sunset.
Sunsets.
That's top five things ever in nature.
Yeah. And there'll never be anything new to add into that, will there?
Well, there isn't in nature, though.
Volcanoes.
You noticed that, Colson? Nature has done everything in one go. So there's no more inventions in nature. It's done it all.
It's interesting.
So you can't edit a top five anyway.
I know.
But isn't it interesting? Nature came up straight away with all it's ever going to do, straight off. It didn't say, in 20 years' time we'll change that. It went, no, this is it. This is nature. It.
Didn't mess around. Speaking of messing around, it's time for us to mess around. Go around the world to find out where you guys are listening to the podcast. But first, Ben, What is our chosen method of transport this week?
Tesla.
Ah.
Interesting. Are you hoping for a sponsorship?
The electric.
No, just went electric green. Just thought, we're talking about nature. Let's get in the electric car. Let's go Tesla. Have you ever been in a Tesla?
Yeah.
They show you where all the other cars are on the road. It's quite creepy.
I didn't see that bit.
On the iPad, that's stuck on iPad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're on the motorway, it shows you where all the other cars are around you.
That'd annoy me.
Where the other electric cars are?
No, all cars.
Oh.
Everything around you on the road, it shows you. It's obviously so
GPS,
it could go in, you know, overtake and all that when you weren't driving or whatever. But I remember just looking at that, not the road.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Tesla.
We're in the Tesla.
Yep.
Where are we off?
Right, here we go. Where are we off? First one is Tias. Now, I think that's a holiday resort in...
Tias.
I have to look it up.
How do you spell
it's 18 degrees. The wind is 10 miles an hour.
How do you spell it?
T-I-A-S.
Ah.
Tias is a town, a in the southern part of the island of Lanzarote.
Ah.
Interesting.
18 degrees, wind 10 miles an hour.
You know Lanzarote, you try and stop tourists? Because the island's, like, been battered by them over the years.
I think they're basically
trying to slow tourism down.
Well, maybe this is the last chance to be in there.
There you go.
Or maybe this is someone who lives there.
Locals. Yeah.
What do you think?
Three.
Seven.
28. Barcelona, area code +34, population 1.6 million.
Up there with one of the best cities in the world, Barcelona.
Yeah, easy.
Not the best, but up there.
It's sort of got everything, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I mean,
city, Citizen, beach. Yeah.
Great food.
Yeah.
Great wine. Great football.
Mm. I think London, New York, Barcelona, I think you...
Yeah, you're up there.
Yeah.
Holiday home.
I wouldn't be out in London, then.
I think London's best city in the world, mate.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a bit biased.
I think it's amazing.
I don't know. I think New York, maybe.
Do you reckon?
Edges it. Yeah, maybe I just spent too long in London.
Yeah.
I was there for nearly 30 years.
Yeah.
New York, I always get excited by. It feels like being in a movie.
I want to go back to New York because I wasn't that mad about
Tokyo.
It.
I want to go to Tokyo.
Yes.
Totally
agree. Next Chad Charts I'll do is where we'd like to go.
Shall all three of us go to Tokyo?
Yeah.
It'd be a good trip.
I tell you what.
I go there without my girlfriend, I think she'll break up with me.
Really?
Well, yeah.
That's a real.
Tell her it's work.
Yeah. She'll be like, no.
Just tell her you've gone to, tell her you've gone...
Popped at shops.
Tell her you've gone Lanzarote.
Tias, Lanzarote.
Tell you you've gone to
Barcelona, what do you think? How many?
37.
18.
15.
Yes.
Valencia.
I'll take it.
Valencia. 14 degrees, 3 miles an hour wind.
7.
My daughter went there on a school trip.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of schools go there on school trips. So I'm going to go, based on that ratio, 84.
3.
What did I say? 7. I got well excited.
What did
then.
I say? 7.
I got well excited then. So we've just been to Lanzarote, Barcelona and Valencia. We've gone all around Spain and the Canaries on this Tesla, in this Tesla.
Mm.
But Ben, has anyone from any of those countries, places, cities, towns and suburbs got in touch to tell us what they love, hate, and rate about the podcast?
No. Tessa on Instagram. Hey, CSCC, Canada listener here, not in Barrie, Toronto, or Calgary, though. I'm a Brit in Vancouver, a.k.a. Raincouver. I like that. It rains more than Manchester here.
Doesn't
I
it?
Assure you, Raincouver. I love it.
It does rain in Manchester, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it SCC is one of my favourite podcasts. I love hearing what your shenanigans you've all been up to during your week. Animal Encounters, my personal fave. Thank you. I do have one criticism, though.
Mm.
Oh, this is taking a turn. When are you going to review Sister Act 1 or 2? 1 or 2?
Yeah.
I keep suggesting it on your Instagram polls, but no success yet.
Sorry.
Singing Nuns, 90s fashion, and incredible Maggie Smith. What more could you want? Oh, and how could I miss out Miss Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe the random generator's going to have to...
Get more random. Michelle on Instagram. Afternoon, guys. I really want to recommend the best film I've ever seen. It's called Toy Soldiers, an action thriller from 1991. It's right up there with Stand By Me, Dead Poets Society, Lost Boys. I think you'll love it. It's funny, intense, nail-biting, and emotional and gripping. It has me gripped every time. I must have seen this film over 100 times. How many times is the most times you think you've watched the film? 100 is a lot.
100 is a lot. I've not watched Montana 100 times. What's the most you've watched a film, do you think?
probably up there with something, yeah, 50, 100. Not 100 maybe, no.
What film do you reckon you've watched the most?
Grease, Shining, Mask, Casino.
Casino's a good
Scarface.
Probably Shrek for me, I reckon, you know. What about you?
I don't know. I've seen The Bicycle Thieves a lot. Loads. I always put it on easy watch. Makes me cry. Yeah. Hundreds a lot.
Hundreds a lot. When you actually think about it, hundreds a lot.
It's once a week for 2 years.
Michelle's left us an interesting hashtag as well.
Ben thinks he's brilliant. Thank you for writing in. Very awkward.
Do you know what as well? I read that as Ben thinks she is brilliant, talking about herself.
Yes, but you can do it both ways.
Yeah.
Natalie Goodyear got a job on the last episode. Hey, guys.
What, love can it. Remember a job?
Can't remember.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Love it when
you can't
Ben...
can't remember a job?
What was it? Goodyear, what was it?
Head of goodies.
Oh.
Casting assistant to all the goodies.
That's a load of shit.
I said heroes.
Heroes.
A load of shit. Sorry, Natalie. Hi, guys. Love it when Ben reads that out. I finally joined Patreon. Well done. Don't know what took me so long. I don't either. I literally listen to you guys every day. I have you on in the background when I'm working. I love hearing all your stories, especially when you talk about Corrie antics. Fun fact, I used to be an extra and I jogged around a park in the rain when Nick Tilsley was training with Cal after his brain injury. Ha! Good times. Running emoji. Please don't ever stop the podcast. It's the best.
The codcast.
The codcast. It's a fish podcast. Nat. Well, Nat, there you go. You were running. I remember that park and it pissed it down. I was doing boxing. Right, Dave on Instagram. Hey, guys. I'm messaging again after listening to the Goodnight Mr. Tom episode. It instantly made me replay three particular episodes that always stuck with me for your low ratings. We Bought a Zoo, Papadopoulos and Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. They're three of, I think, probably the lowest rated films we've ever done.
Millions, we checked, didn't we?
Millions was the lowest.
I now binge listening all the way through the episodes for a third time now, Dave. Legend. So my questions are, what actually makes a bad film? B, are there any films that you thought were terrible somehow on a rewatch, but you actually quite liked, and vice versa? You thought it was great, but on a rewatch, you thought it was just shit.
Mm.
Crocodile D&D, I think that he's got that one. And suggestions for the top five acting performances that blew you away. Mine would be Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood, Jack Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Christopher Waltz and Glorious Bastards, Joaquin Phoenix, Joker, Tom Cruise, Magnolia. He's got a few in there. What makes a bad film? Well, if you've listened to our recent episode, I would say High Tension.
But interesting, that's also another one where I thought it was a really good film, yeah, and then on the rewatch...
That covers his B.
Yeah, covers his B.
But what does make a bad film? Because I don't think bad acting makes a bad film.
It can help.
Bad script? Or is it a combination of things?
The thing is...
Can you have good acting with a bad script?
If you could categorically say what it is, you'd always make good films.
Yeah.
So... You can't.
It can be a combination of a lot of things, can't it? It can be director lost his head, but the acting's brilliant.
How many times have we been talking about something, you'll go, oh, they're filming that, they're doing that, and you think, oh, that's going to be brilliant. Shocking.
Yeah.
I remember Creed. Do you remember the first Creed? It's quite a good film.
Yeah.
And I remember someone going, oh, they're doing this kind of remake of Rocky, and I thought, oh, that's going to be rubbish. And actually, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, as a standalone film,
it wasn't bad at all.
Apparently... The sequels are awful.
Awful. So I think it's very hard to work out what is bad, because what we think is bad, Papadopoulos, you loved.
Yeah, and vice versa. We're often getting told when we do audience choice, we're getting told by people to watch a film because it's their favourite
film. Well, look at it. Goodnight, Mr. Tom. Yeah. We all thought it was rubbish. Loads of people loved it.
Yeah.
Dave, I don't know.
We all watched it
listening.
Separately. Goodnight, Mr. Tom.
Yeah.
You didn't have the influence of, you know, sat on the couch and someone going, this is awful, look at, you know what I mean? Because that can happen sometimes. If you sit and watch a film when someone's got such a strong opinion of it being really bad, your sort of view on it sort of jeopardises and changes in a way. But we all watched it separately and still come up with the same conclusion. It's a turd pie.
Yeah, that we all ate cold.
Yeah. Quick break, and then we'll be back after the break to start your Monday morning off with... A would you rather?
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back from the break, and before we get into Would You Rather, it's time for the update, the big update, the one you're all waiting for.
Have they?
Yep. How many tickets have we got left for our live show on the 11th of May? Jack?
Drum roll. 18. The true answer is we haven't got
what would be good, maybe, in my Chad chart, I'll start to say how many tickets we've got.
It would be funny. Yeah. It would be funny. If
we haven't sold any, that'd be funny.
That'd but be hilarious.
At the moment, it's the 15th of March.
In our world now, yeah.
And tickets go on sale on the 16th of March.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
No, we don't. At all. We've no idea.
But let's go with Jack. There's 18 left.
There's 18 left.
And if you want to be one of the lucky people to get those last 18 tickets, all you've got to do is stop what you're doing right now. Open up your web browser, type in thesofacinemaclub.com/live, and that will take you directly to where you purchase the tickets. And ticket will cost you what, Ben?
£20 plus booking fee. You can also go to the Lowry website or check on our socials for a link. Mm. So that makes it easy. thesofacinemaclub.com/live or go Lowry website.
But yeah, £20. £20 for a night out. Decent, that, innit?
Yeah.
Happy?
Yeah, you take it.
Get the family. But buy 2 to 3 tickets for all your family members.
When we're charging £20, Snoop Dogg's charging £1,000 for his meet and greet in Manchester.
Yeah.
There's the difference there.
Mm. £21 with a meet and greet.
Ben.
Yeah.
Let's see all of our lovely listeners off into Monday with a banging Would You Rather.
So, the Would You Rather has come from the audience.
I've been waiting for... I'm assuming it's a good one.
I don't know.
If you're picking it.
No, well, I was asked...
It came from the audience last week, didn't it?
Did it?
The Oscar one.
Yeah.
Oh, are you using that one?
No, I'm using another one. I try and do two different ones. That's how it works.
Okay.
And this has been sent in by Sally Ann Matthews.
Our Sally Ann Matthews.
Okay.
Who we work with on Corrie, and she listens to the podcast. Thank you very much. And she said, I think I've got a very good Would You Rather. And I said, you know what?
Send it in.
I'm saying it. I'm not thinking about it, I'm saying it. Here we go. Would you rather your life be a permanent sitcom or a permanent quiz show? I'll say it again. From Sally Ann Matthews. Would you rather your life be a permanent sitcom or a permanent quiz show?
Give me a Ben Price definition of sitcom and then quiz show.
Wrong. That's quiz show. So that's what you'd get all the time.
Okay.
Which can sound annoying.
Sitcom. So that's the two then. I've just done it right to you. Just canned laughter.
Quiz show.
Yeah.
Would be educational. You'd learn stuff.
No. Hi, Jack. Would you like some Haribo or Moam? You've got 30 seconds to pick. That's what I think it would get annoying, quiz show.
Sitcom wouldn't.
Totally annoying. So now we've got to think, yeah, sitcom
like
is.
Tonight when we
oh,
go...
hello, the buzzer's broken.
Tonight when we go to Nando's.
Wouldn't it be that, wouldn't it?
Tonight when we go to Nando's, Jack would like give your order and they'd be like, you've paid us with £30, how much change do you get?
No.
It's no.
Like, well, that's not a quiz, that's... you'd know that. The quiz part is an element of a question like, you paid us £30, do you want to gamble for 60 and get a, and get a free garlic bread?
So that's not educational.
Gamble!
The sitcom will be, oh, sorry, I spilled it into your lap. Oh, he's going to take his trousers off. You know what I mean? It'd be something like that, wouldn't it? I mean, that's the sitcom I would do, because that would be the most annoying.
Sitcom would be annoying, but would also be probably quite good for the ego.
But it could be funny, and there's a lot of stories. Yeah. Throughout your day, there's going to be a lot of stories. Yeah.
But would sitcom be like you go for a train and as you get to the train, the doors shut and the train sets off?
I mean, what's the big sitcoms?
Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Friends.
In-betweeners.
Yeah. So it's a bit like that.
I always think sitcom, like,
is more
canned laughter.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's what I think.
Terry and June.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think canned laughter.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, those type of things.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you go outside and, like the person who wrote in about being locked in the porch, actually brilliant sitcom story.
Yeah.
She's been locked in the porch, she's ordered some food.
Deliveroo
guy's trying to go, and they go, wah, 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 wah.
What a party he's got, Deliveroo driver.
Deliveroo, he's scored highly there.
Friends is a brilliant sitcom.
Yeah. Would you like to live in Friends? Probably would. Probably would be bad.
I'm going quiz show.
Great. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Is that your final answer?
Quiz show would be educational. And I do love a quiz. I do love a quiz. Oh,
so you're going quiz?
I think I'm going quiz show.
Two quizzes and a sitcom for me. Because I would just piss myself.
Hey.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Hey.
Here we come. As soon as I walk in, I get applause every time I walk in.
Yeah, you would.
Here he is. He's so funny. It's Ben Tension. he wrote High Tension. And then you'd always get food and drink, wouldn't you? Because you'd always be having your sitcom bit in that coffee bar. They always do.
Yeah.
And then someone would always laugh at your jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you would always get a laugh.
You'd always get a laugh. And then you'd always end the sitcom at the end happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And would it like, would the sitcom do that thing where it's your face and it like squeezes in like that and goes black?
Yeah.
A circle.
Win a lot of prizes though in my life.
Yeah. We're winning a free garlic bread in a bit.
A free garlic bread.
Garlic. Yeah. Mine would be more game show than quiz show. And Saturday Night Takeaway.
What was if you got Mastermind?
Oh,
I mean, dry.
University right. Challenge.
Beep, 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 beep. And here we are from Leeds University. Colson Smith and Jack P. Shepherd. They got zero in the last round.
Even worse.
And I'm your quiz master.
Well, I'd be on High Tension, wouldn't it?
Used to think this quiz show was like the most traumatic show in the world. And I used to think that if they went, they were like, executed, but the weakest link.
What, like Total Wipeout?
No, the weakest link. I used to think, if you were the weakest link, you were gone.
Goodbye.
Yeah, but think how brutal it was. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
That was just her, though.
It was just her, wasn't it? It was a shit show, but it was just her.
She made it.
Yeah, I mean, Countdown, you'd go crazy if you were in Countdown all the time. Two from the Top, please, you'd go crazy. You want something big, don't you?
Total Wipeout. The Big Red Balls.
Big Red Balls.
Brilliant, brilliant.
That's what you're on.
Your whole life is Total Wipeout. You'd be good in the mud.
It'd be amazing.
You'd never get hit off those boxing gloves.
What's your strategy here? Well, I'm going to run. I'm going to jump.
What about Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior.
You'd be brilliant. Dead fit. Here we go.
That's not a quiz. We are going off.
That's a challenge show.
We are going off.
So we've got,
you pick
It's like
quiz.
It's a millionaire.
We've got two.
A chase.
We've got two quizzes. Thing. We've got one sitcom. Agreed.
I'm having a great time.
Final answer.
Final answer.
See, you wish you were in a quiz answering the final
answer. No, because everyone's laughing at me when I leave. Guys. Ben.
Before we go, it's a great time to tell you that if you want more Sofa Cinema Club, Patreon is the place to be. What can people expect on Patreon?
Well, say, for instance, the pre-release of the tickets to our live show was a big thing.
Yeah.
We've got extra eps, which we delve deeper into certain actors. Jack does that.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few.
You two are on it, though. It's not just an episode of me.
Jack.
No, we join in. We ask Jack questions.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few extra episodes on there, actually.
Yeah, there is.
And then a lot of what I use, like a Would You Rather or a Top 5 or reviews, comes from Patreon.
Yeah.
It's a very easy and good way of getting people who are very invested in the podcast. So please join.
If you would say you're the ultimate Sofa Cinema Club fan, simply go on over to patreon.com/Sofa Cinema Club to sign up, get loads of bonus content, including an extra bonus episode of us every single month. We're back on Thursday where we're talking all things Inside Out. Bye.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.